Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter bunts towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wertz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is walked intentionally. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. White moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. White moves to third. McDermott moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Baker reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Hunter reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunter moves to third. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunter scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Elliott scores. Moss moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Bobby Young. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Berry now playing second base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes White trying to get to home. Dyke throws the ball into Moss, who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunter strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the right side of the infield. Berry misplays the ball. That's an error on Berry. Pearsall moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evers strikes out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moss for a passed ball. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McDermott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. McDermott reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 4 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seavers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Babe Martin pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baker hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Baker moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Umflett now playing center field. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 3 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Seavers takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moss scores. Seavers moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dick Coco's pinch hits for Bobo Holloman. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dick Coco's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coco's takes first base on ball 4. Seavers moves to third. Berry moves to second. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jim Dyke now playing center field. Dick Coco's now playing left field. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into center field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dyke. Kinder reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Goodman is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-5 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-4 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.